Good morning. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're going to talk with Daphne McNally here from Attabus. She is the Director of Marketing and Communications over there. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we wanted to bring you out here to talk a little bit about the K-Team Connect route. That debuted, that was something new that launched here in 2026, right?
Yeah, so a lot of people might recognize it because it is very familiar to a route we already had, which was the K-Team Connector. So we just dropped the little connector piece, and now it's just Connect. But it debuted on January 5th of 2026, so it's pretty new.
All right. So let's talk about it's a $1 fare. Explain kind of how it works.
Yeah. So it operates Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:20 p.m. And it goes from the Walmart in Manhattan to the Walmart in Junction City. But we also go from the Walmart in Junction City to the Walmart in Manhattan. So it has two buses actually on the route. So it's going back and forth kind of in a pattern, but we're not crossing at the same place at the same time. But each stop is being hit 10 times by each bus. So really, we're hitting each stop 20 times a day.
All right. How many buses? Is it just like one bus?
Or? It's the two buses. Yep.
Two buses.
Yep. Okay. So one starts in Junction City and one starts in Manhattan, and that's how they begin their day.
Okay. So you got them cycling through all day here.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's been pretty popular.
Yeah. So we were really thrilled to see this, but I think we kind of expected it. It was something that came to fruition because of our transit study. We had heard a lot about the K-18 being such a popular route. And last year, I did see a lot of growth, about 30% of ridership growth on it. But many people have asked to be able to move amongst the communities. And so this route goes from Junction City to Manhattan, but we also stop in Ogden. And so we're kind of bringing together three really critical pieces of our region through it. And we were excited to start it because so many people had requested it. And once we got it going, we realized that a lot of people were riding. And so from December of 2025, when it was the K-18 connector, to January of 2026, we saw an increase of ridership of 41%. And if you compare it in January of 2025 to January of 2026, it was an increase of ridership of 80%. So we're seeing a lot of people on board, and it's great.
Well, that probably can change people's lives here. I mean, you'd think people go there, having it at Walmart obviously allows them to go shopping, do their business needs there, but might actually help get to work also because Walmart's next to just about everything.
Yeah, so I think it's a big connector for economic development for that reason. Excuse me. But I think it's also great because it's bringing people to really big hubs. Walmart, like you said, in Manhattan, that's a very big transit hub because we go off of a lot of routes there. And then same thing in Junction City. And so it enables people to move from community to community. So you could have a job in either community and be able to get there using this route. It's also been great for folks who have doctor's appointments. A lot of people move back and forth because of Fort Riley, whether it be just because there's a larger hospital over here. We are able to get people back and forth for a lot of reasons, and it's been going really well.
And I would think so, too. I mean, having an opportunity like this, I mean, you can have somebody possibly living in Junction City or Ogden, for that matter, and maybe they have a job in Manhattan, and this is available to them. So,
yeah,
great opportunity.
Thanks. And I think it's awesome because we're looking at connections in the business park out there towards the airport. And so we're hoping to work with quite a few of the businesses out there. We already work with Florence. We have a great partnership with them. And so their employees get to ride for free on this route. And so we're hoping to continue to do that as more development comes into town. And then it's able to bring workforce into those jobs from both communities. And so I think that's a plus.
Has there been any feedback on, obviously there's been things that have worked. Is there any feedback you've heard from riders that maybe hasn't worked so well that maybe you're working to work to adjust?
Yeah, I think anytime you introduce something new, there's always a fear that things are a little bit hard to use. And so for some of our riders who have been with us 7-8 years, they were a little scared. But I think for them, once they got on board and realized it was one fell swoop, it was much easier for them to coordinate their rides. We do move a lot of people between Junction City and Manhattan for doctor's appointments. And so that was the big one. They were a little scared that they were going to have to use this big route now instead of having multiple connections where they had to get off one bus, get on another bus, get off one bus, get on another bus. But now they just have the one, and it's much more helpful for them to get to a spot in Manhattan or in Junction that connects them easier.
I was just in a big city where I had to use public transportation a little bit more. We're just not used to it here in this little area. And my wife's so much better at using those apps and things. I imagine you've got an app that's probably pretty user-friendly.
Our transit app is very user-friendly. It has a learning curve. All things in transit have a learning curve. I think it took me probably 3 months when I first started at Attabus to figure out what I was looking at. But once you get the hang of it, it's pretty simple. And so it is free to download. That's not where your bus passes are kept anymore, though. That would be Token Transit. But if you get transit app, I would say plan a day, maybe once the weather. It's been beautiful lately. But when the weather is nice, plan a day to go out with your family, with your friends, and just take a ride.
All right. But you can probably track where the bus is at if you're like, let's say you're at the Walmart here in Manhattan and you're waiting for the bus to come. You can probably track in real time.
Yep. It shows you everything in real time. It tells you how long you have from where you're at directly. So if you're inside of Walmart, it might tell you you have a 3-minute walk to get out to the stop. And so it'll tell you how to get there, how to walk. I mean, it also shows how you can use the scooters, how you can ride share, essentially. It shows Uber prices, but it shows all of the routes also. And we did partner with Transit last year to introduce Royale, which is the premium subscription. And so usually that's a paid subscription for the users, but we went ahead and sponsored that as Attabus. So then all of our users in the community get Royale for free.
Okay. So obviously it's off to a good start. Where do we go from here, do you think?
Yeah, so this is just the beginning of a phased implementation of a strategic plan. And so that transit study really was to influence the decisions we were making around route planning, service options, and upgrades. And so you're going to see a lot more from us this year, and we're really excited about that. We got a lot of wonderful community feedback when we did the transit study, and so you'll see some other routes start to maybe get some makeovers. But what I would say is that this route took us about 6 months to plan and implement. And I think that what we noticed is that when we put our heart and soul into things and we give ourselves a little extra time, it comes out really well. So you'll see things. It'll be maybe on a timed approach, but we have a big bid opening today for some new software. So there's going to be a lot of really great upgrades coming to transit users and Attabus users.
All right. We'll keep an eye on Attabus here in 2026. And, continue to watch how this K18 Connect continues to grow. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.
Daphne Minnelli again with Attabus joining us here on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned.